Words are important because they convey meaning and ideas. Sometimes they're misunderstood, and sometimes they're very straightforward. There was a young 2-year-old boy who had just learned to speak, and his mother was with child, and an uncle asked him, "Yuri, what would you like, a little brother or a little sister?" And he said, "I would like a litter of puppies." It was an honest response, not the one that was desired. But I would like to give you 2 biblical citations of how words are important. The first one is from Genesis chapter 18. When Abraham is bargaining with God for the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah, those 2 sinful towns, and he says to God, "If there are 50 people who are good, will you spare these 2 towns?" And God says, "Yes, I will." And he continues bargaining. What about 40, 30, 20? Finally, he gets, "If there are 10 people that are good, will you spare Sodom and Gomorrah?" And God says, "Yes, I will." But eventually, 10 people were not found. And some biblical scholars said, look how erudite Abraham was, that he was able to bargain with God. And it's not erudition, it's not the good use of words that is important in this story. What is important in this story, when someone sees sin, when someone sees destruction, he tries to stop it. She offers prayer to God. We are responsible for one another, and society is influenced by good people. Even 10 people could have saved Sodom and Gomorrah. But this is not the end. When you read the Bible, it's often important to take things in context and see, what did Jesus say about Sodom and Gomorrah? When in the 10th chapter of Matthew, Jesus is a little frustrated about Chorazin, Bethsaida, Capernaum, these 3 towns that had a lot of miracles. He preached a lot. He put a lot of effort into convincing people. And he makes the statement, on the day of judgment, it will be easier for Sodom and Gomorrah than these towns, because they had the truth preached to them. They were able to see miracles, and still they did not change. What lesson is this for us? I had a friend whose father said, "Don't be stupid like me, don't smoke." His father smoked 2 packs a day, but he never smoked. Why is this important? Because sometimes children look at their parents and say, "But you do it. Why are you telling me not to do it?" Adults do the same. You started it. Even countries, when people do something wrong and they're accused of it, did you ever listen to the foreign ministers? They say, "But you do the same thing. You started it." What is important for us is to realize, when something is true, it doesn't matter who tells us. If a little child tells you you're doing something wrong, if a hypocrite tells you you're doing something wrong, you should realize that things are not true because someone is good. Things are not false because someone is bad. Things are true because they are so. And it is the great person that can listen and say, "It doesn't matter who tells me that I'm doing something wrong. If it's true, I should change." So the lesson of Jesus, when he preached to these towns and they refused to change, and he said, "It will be better, easier For Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment, we should never be obstinate to what is told to us. Seek the truth, listen to the truth, whether it's a good person, a bad person, your enemy that tells you something, because the truth will set you free. And if you do anything else, you will be just like a spoiled child that will say, but he did it, she did it, they started it, they did it first. Isn't it amazing how easy it is not to become better and to use other people as an excuse? This stops us from being free. Slava Isusu Christus.